Before I get into this week's episode, let me get the house notes out of the way. I want to ask anybody who's watching me right now to do me a favor. Pull out your phone, go to wherever you listen to podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to Jumping Out There. Whether you hate the pod or love the pod, it don't even matter. Show me you're a real supporter. Reviews of the podcast get recommended to more people. And since you're already on your phone or MacBook or tablet or whatever you're using, hop on over to YouTube and subscribe to JDR Productions so y'all can actually see what's going on. Hit the bell icon to get notified whenever a new episode is dropped. Throw me in that rotation with your favorites. You don't want to miss out on this crank. Plus, it helps out with the algorithm. And it puts the battery in my back to keep putting up Gilbert Arenas-like numbers. Get with me on the socials below so I can interact with you guys. You know I'll be on here, man. I may be spitting some facts. It might be some bullshit or whatever it is, man. Just let me know what's good. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the word like a hummingbird. And most importantly, shouts out to all y'all out there who keep showing up for a brother. Because I wouldn't be here if y'all ain't want me here. Plus, you can be anywhere in the world, but you here with me.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the spot where folks like to drink a lot. The fastest growing happy hour on the planet. Your one-stop shop with some good nostalgic vibes. Shouts out to the whole YouTube community that's out there. And also shouts out to all my audio listeners that's out there. They're just trying to make it through the day. Just shout out to everybody who just engaging with the content overall. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's IG, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Like if you rocking with the Jumping Out There movement, I'm rocking with you. We got so much culture here in the DC metropolitan area.
The DC metropolitan area.
Y'all thought I was gonna say DMV, but I switched it up on y'all. But nah, we got so much culture here, you know what I'm saying? But we just gonna stick to the music. With that being said, let's just get right into it. We at the end of the road, y'all. These players put it all on the line just to get to the big game. Bernardo, man, how y'all brackets looking? Man, I ain't going fake, man. My joint's looking jive decent, you know what I'm saying? It's looking all right. I mean, they ain't perfect enough and by no stretch of the imagination. Like, them joints wasn't perfect past 3 p.m. on day one, you know what I'm saying? But it's looking all right, you know, because I threw a little, you know, eyebrow raises, head scratches in there, you know what I'm saying? This year, the tournaments got back to a bit of that magic that we used to, you know what I'm saying? Opposed to like the last couple of years or whatever. So it's been like upsets all over the place and everything. But you know, that's what made the whole tourney great. Plus it's a time where you could just, you know what I mean? Get with your folks, kick back, drink, you know what I mean? Talk trash to each other, whatever. And you know, every year the unexpected happens. But yeah, I ain't gonna hold this thing up any longer. We just gonna get straight to the music.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey man, they got all these goddamn girls around me, man. I can't get my boogie on. Yo. Pricey. Over there. This slow motherfucker back here don't got it, yo. We gonna do 212. Donna, baby. From the Deuce honey. Yo, where that boy's there? Right here. Over there. Right here. Over there.
Real niggas
there. Right here. Over there.
Where them real bitches there?
Right here. Over there.
Yo, over there.
Right here, over there.
Yo, where them real niggas at?
Right here, over there.
Where them real bitches at? We got a brand new dance to this one. You gotta put your hands in the air. Bo-chill. What's up to Bo-chill? Bo-chill. 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 Bo-chill.
So what you gon' do? Hey, she ain't a raisin. What you gon' do?
Well, that's
Man, that joint crank, man. That joint gold, man. That was Groovers hitting high boys and high girls. Jive fitting for what we got going on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got no dog in the fight for this men's game. I'm just trying to see a good little game, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I felt with the women's joint. If they can give me a good game, the least the men can do is give me a good game as well. But maybe y'all can answer this joint for me, man. Like, dog, why the men's joint be coming on so late? At least with the women's joint, they got that right. You know what I'm saying? I thought they would have switched this joint up for the men's by now. I mean, them peoples be trying to switch everything else up with the men's joint. You know what I mean? But let me get out of here so I can pregame a little bit before this joint start up. That's about it for me. But before I step off, remember this. Long live Go-Go. I created this platform for all my out-of-town stars and for everybody else who ain't hip to Go-Go. In order to get that feel for it, man, Go-Go must be experienced in person. I'm talking like the atmosphere, the band, the people, the bar, the drinks, the good food, the shootouts, the smoke in the air. Nah, not no shootouts or nothing like that, but it do be some fights in that joint though. I ain't gonna hold you. But all of that, man, throw it in the pot, mix that joint up, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna make one hell of an experience, Slim. Shouts out to the whole Go-Go community that's already here. Especially to all my folks who's originally from here, but you live somewhere else now. You know, the Go-Go family is just like any other family. You know what I'm saying? We may not see eye to eye at all times or always be on the same page. You know, like beefing over a $70 to $75 cover charge. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, we all gonna come together for Go-Go. But like the late, great Chuck Brown used to say, whatever you do, big or small, do it well or don't do it at all. Stay tuned for that next episode. You already know when I'm gonna bring that crank. 10 for 10, 9 for 1. That's all my time. Till the next time, folks. I'm out of here.
This show was produced and engineered by
JDR Production.
You can catch up on all your favorite episodes of Jumping Out There on the YouTube page and your favorite streaming platforms.
See Lexi.